We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How about we go ahead and cut the lights off, put the kids to bed, and go all the way around the rim? Yeah. All right.
Wait. What's the pitching still walking around for?
Oh, Julius, what the hell?
Not bad, man.
He's loose?
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't chase him.
Man, zero books a guess, and all of a sudden he just decides, I don't need to go ahead.
Abandon all my responsibilities.
I don't need to watch Julius anymore. This is awkward. Chris, don't take those off yet. If he's going to keep walking around, we might need to leave the pants on for this one.
Julius, get in here.
Yeah, just get back into that room. Yeah, thank God we didn't clip his wings so he can still fly around the studio. This is fantastic.
By the way, real quick here, 817 says, damn, that Zero getting big time.
No doubt. He's
always been that.
Zero's getting huge, no question. But we teased this before the break, and I got to get into this. So do you remember that time that Donald Sterling, the former owner of the LA Clippers, nearly nixed a sign and trade because J.J. Redick was white?
I was shocked because I barely remembered that. In fact, I didn't remember that. I was like, what? I know that Donald Sterling lost his franchise because he is racist. And it was very controversial and everybody knew it. And it was like a big secret in the NBA that he was adamant about it. It wasn't like, it wasn't like it was a secret. It was just like, how does he still keep a team? And then finally, they took his team from him, gave it to his wife. She did all these other moves and did the right thing. But the part about getting rid of did not make a deal for the white player, that sounds crazy, but it happened.
So Doc Rivers was talking about this, and he tells the Donald Sterling story. It'll be cut 53 here, Zero.
That's awesome.
Crazy stuff here from Doc Rivers.
JJ agrees. I jump on a plane. I fly back to Orlando, and I get a call from Andy Roser. Says, hey, the deal's off. And I said, what do you mean the deal's off? Donald doesn't like white players. And I said, excuse me? Donald Sterling said no. I said, well, we've already agreed. So I'm in the garage in the Orlando airport, Ernie. I get a call from Coach K, who's upset because of JJ. I get a call from JJ's agent, I think it was Arm Tellin, who's screaming at me. I get a call, and so I called Donald Sterling. This is, I want to say, 3 weeks to a month in a job, and I'm not sure, but right in that area. Me and Donald are having a conversation. It made the Pat Riley conversation look meek. And so by the very end of the conversation, I quit. I said, well, I quit. You're not going to quit. I quit. You're not going to quit. This is Donald Sterling on the phone. I said, I will not let you ruin my reputation. Not going to happen. It will never happen. And Donald goes in, oh, just trust me. I have this great reputation around the league. And I was screaming, no, I have the reputation. You don't. I will not coach another day if this deal doesn't go through. I hang up, and I remember going home and telling Chris that I think I don't have a job. And then 3 hours later, Ernie, I get a call from Andy Roser and said, hey, man, deal's done. Donald's all in. Didn't say why, didn't say anything. Just he changed his mind. And that moment, I knew we were in trouble. I knew I was in trouble.
Isn't that crazy?
It's wild. And that was Ernie Johnson with Doc Rivers there on an Instagram Live. But,
you,
I mean, dude, Donald Sterling, just the worst.
Yes. So it's like, well, how can he be racist? Is he racist against white people too?
Everyone.
Well, here's the deal. And you can just Google this up about how he lost his franchise and how he's treated the players and how he called some of them bucks. And he treated his players, the black players, like they were thoroughbreds, like they were horses, like horse thoroughbreds. And he just didn't think that there were white players that were any good. And he wanted nothing but thoroughbreds. Just Google it up.
So, you suck.
So he basically wasn't going to have any white players in his locker room with the rest of his thoroughbreds. He wanted nothing but the thoroughbreds, like they were slaves, chattel. And that's why Donald Sterling doesn't have a team anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, sir? J.J. Redick wasn't good enough to be on that team.
Unbelievable.
J.J. Redick's down there.
Well, I mean, kudos to Doc Rivers, right? Stand up for what you believe in.
Exactly.
You know, because it's not like Doc couldn't have found another job.
Right.
So, man, I give Doc credit. And the way that they handled that, too, the Clippers organization, when finally the fallout happened with Donald Sterling.
Yes.
And that was one moment, and I'm not the biggest Chris Paul fan in the world, mm-hmm. but I will say Chris Paul was big. Yeah. In terms of representing the team, being a leader, Chris right. Paul was big when it came to all of that.
And by the way, like I said, his wife got control of the franchise, and then she sold it for like over $2 billion to Steve Ballmer from Microsoft, you know, the number two guy behind Bill Gates. Steve Ballmer is now the man that built the new arena. I think they're building a new arena. And yeah, they're building a new arena where the Forum used to be. I think it's going to be across the street from the new stadium that Jerry built for the Rams. Jerry Jones built for the Rams. Steve Ballmer's got some money.
He does. And he is very excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so funny. Texter 817 says, shoot, I wonder what he thinks about the Mavericks.
He probably hates the Mavericks.
He probably hates Luka and KP and all these foreign white players on this team. They'll never win.
Man, that's wild. Okay, so did you see this Paul Pierce stuff, CA?
Yes, that's
I also don't think Paul Pierce is one of your favorite guys.
Never have liked Paul Pierce. Never. Although I will give him props because he did get knifed at a party.
Oh.
It was at a bar. He was just minding his own business back in the day, and, man, he almost died. But he is just so petty. You think Michael Jordan can be petty. This guy's crazy. Yeah, Paul Pierce. I think he just says crazy stuff on television nowadays just to be an opposite. He's a contrarian. You know what a contrarian means? Someone who takes an opposite opinion just to make people get shocked. Contrarian. So you want to tell everybody why he's trending on Twitter right now?
So he had this to say earlier in regards to the top five NBA players of all time and LeBron James not being included in that list, according to Paul Pierce.
Yeah. Bill Russell built up the organization in Boston. Should get way more credit than we give him. And a lot of times he gets left out the conversation. So in saying that, Kareem, look at the names that I said. Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Tim Duncan, Kobe, Bird. These guys are all top 10 players who would either help build up their organization or continue the tradition.
And in saying the one thing that has ever...
From LeBron. He went and put together a team in Miami.
I think there's
He came back to Cleveland to put that team together. And then he went to the Lakers, where a tradition has already been made, and we don't know, you know, that's still to be continued. So in saying that, that's my argument.
Okay, let me explain the chip on his shoulder. That's why he's left out LeBron James. His top five are this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, who's got, I think he's got five titles, all right? Then he mentioned Bill Russell, who's the greatest winner in NBA history with, I think he's got 13 titles. Then he throws in Michael Jordan, who is the GOAT. Then he mentions Kobe, and he also throws in Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant both have five titles each. Tim Duncan's got the craziest dynasty of all time, but it is a dynasty. And then Michael Jordan, of course, with his six titles. And so he's counting LeBron's three rings and saying that's not enough, and he went down to Miami, then he goes back to Cleveland, and then he goes off to LA. Let me tell you what his problem is. Paul Pierce's problem is when LeBron and Chris Bosh went to Miami. That ruined his chance to get a bunch of rings with the Celtics. They thought they were going to be the beasts of the East, and no, it turned out to be Miami. That's why they won't forgive Ray Allen for joining the Miami Heat, even though Ray Allen only went to the Heat because Doc Rivers, who I admire, gave away his starting job and would not guarantee it for him coming back. We're talking about they call themselves the Big Three.
Yeah.
Ray Allen made a business decision, and that raggedy group, I'm talking about those Celtics, KG, Paul Pierce, Rondo, and Kendrick Perkins. See, I always throw in Kendrick Perkins because he was in there too.
Yep.
How come they won't talk to Ray Allen? Why won't they make peace? Here they are all crying about Kobe and, oh, we love Kobe, when they were hating him. And they've made peace with all that. And after Kobe died, everybody's like, oh, we got to make peace. Well, make peace with Ray Allen.
Well,
he hadn't done. And by the way, Paul Pierce, KG, and not Rondo, but Jed Terry all got traded to the Brooklyn Nets.
Yes.
And that's why Danny Ainge got all this pay. And it was a business decision. And yet they're still loyal to the franchise that traded them away. Here's Ray Allen. All he wanted, he wasn't about money. He just wanted to make sure he got a starting job. They wouldn't guarantee him a starting job. Danny Ainge and Ray Allen and Doc Rivers wouldn't do that. And by the way, Doc Rivers brought Paul Pierce back to the Clippers because that's where he grew up in L.A.
Yep.
He's just, let me just slow down.
Paul Pierce's top five is Jordan, Kareem, Russell, Magic, and Kobe. No LeBron. That's his top five.
Like I said.
And as much as I love Kobe, I wouldn't put Kobe above LeBron.
In fact, I think, who said this? Somebody said they're together. They're not one over the other. They're equal. It's like you got, maybe it was D-Ware telling this to Sean RJ this morning. He said, I would put Michael number one and Kobe and LeBron a tie for second. That's the way D-Ware sees them.
It's very interesting in terms of...
it's all opinions.
It is. And it is. And you know, nobody's list is ever going to be perfect.
Right. But it's all subjective. Everything is subjective, which is fine. And that's why people love sports. Everybody argues over at the bar.
A couple of quick hits here as we go around the rim. Mm-hmm. Some things we haven't mentioned yet this week because we've just had so much Last Dance stuff going on. But the Jazz's Mr. Bogdanovich as undergoing season-ending surgery on his right wrist.
Ooh, I really like him, too. So, I was hoping that the Mavericks would bring him down.
I was, too.
He's good friends with Luka.
He is, and I think he's a heck of a player. Mm-hmm. He was Utah's second leading scorer, averaging 20 points this year. So.
Zero's not in his head over there.
No, yeah. He's a hell of a player. Zero is also pretty upset that the Jazz weren't mentioned in our top 10 list last night.
It's
with
all subjective.
10 teams with the
they
best.
They should have been.
Futures, yeah, they should have been. They've been really good. And the final thing here as we wrap up.
You know, I will say, if the season does return, losing Bogdanovich kind of that eliminates Utah from contention, in my opinion.
Oh, he's good.
He was such a huge
really
piece
good.
To what they were doing. Quinn Snyder loves to go to him in clutch situations, and he's gone now.
It's a big bummer.
All the weight falls back on Donovan Mitchell now.
The report is from the NBA that it appears that the Orlando Disney World site is the clear front runner for a return to play this season. So expect, and this is from Shams Charania of The Athletic.
Yep.
And Vegas has also been considered, but it seems like if we're playing games and they're going to resume, the little bubble that will be the Orlando Disney World site is where they're going to do it. And I think it makes a ton of sense.
It does.
Especially because ESPN and ABC are going to air the majority of the playoffs, right? You'll have the partnership with TNT, but Disney, ESPN and ABC is under the Disney umbrella.
Yes, right there.
So you've got a broadcasting studio there. There's a lot that they can control in that environment. It's perfect.
Exactly. And the players are used to like an Olympic-style village.
Exactly.
They're used to that kind of environment. It's going to be
and
like...
And if they want to bring the families, I don't know if Disney World will be open.
But regardless. No, I don't think they're going to have families there. I think they're just going to have
just the players
bones,
and the coaches.
Players and coaches. And I don't even know how much of the real staff, maybe the trainers. This is what
Mark they'll
Cuban's
probably try and keep it as limited
Cuban's
as possible.
Cuban's been talking about this. He said all they need is 33 days to do the season, the rest of the season and the playoffs, the way they're trying. This is one of the models they're looking
at. Because without the travel, you don't have to have the travel days
exactly.
in between games.
You could play three or four games in a night, you know?
Yeah. So, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I do too. And they got plenty of time to work it out. Adam Silver's going to have the final call on it, and I bet they know something by the 1st of June.
I think so too.
Cuba keeps saying June 15th.
That's June another 15th. Thing he says. Circle June 15th, and maybe we'll get this thing going. All right, go ahead. Let's cut the lights back on.
Woo!
Do what you want with Julius. I know he didn't sleep there, but if he wants to come back into the studio, he can. No worries about
where
that.
Where he's at.
Safe space.
Oh, you don't know where he is?
No, he's under
he left
table.
The studio, and he hasn't come back in here.
Well, he's in the elevator.
Yeah, we're going to have to go check. All right.
I hope he's wearing his mask, or they're going to get him out of the building.
This isn't going to be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.